Number one for New Country 96.3, Hawkeye in the morning. And today at 1 o'clock, the U.S. team takes on Wales. I didn't even know it gets its own soccer team. I don't understand that.
In the
World Cup. We're very excited about that. This is actually taking place in the nation of Qatar.
Is it? Or is it Qatar?
You know what? I remember we had this debate before it started, and I said...
Man, we had it back in the summer.
I know. And I said, whatever the announcers say, I will pronounce it that way.
Because you thought it was Qatar, and I insisted it was Qatar.
Okay, and as soon as the match started yesterday, the very first one, with Ecuador and Qatar, Michelle texted me, by the way, they called it Qatar.
The 2022 FIFA World Cup and the opening match between Qatar and Ecuador is underway.
And then throughout the entire game, they kept saying Qatar. And I was like, okay,
but,
done deal, right?
Well,
is it?
Until Tom, our producer, brought this piece of audio. This is from the State Department.
This is from the Secretary
of
State.
Okay, Tom, why are you even here? Why are you pulling this stuff out? Like,
sorry.
Who asked you to do this?
Sorry, he's got to be right.
I think you know where this is going to go. This is from the State Department?
This is from the Secretary of State.
Okay.
Period.
Is not playing soccer. Okay. He's not on the pitch.
He just knows how things are supposed to be pronounced.
How does he pronounce it?
Really good to see my friend, Foreign Minister Mohammed. Welcome. We've spent a lot of time together over the last year and a half now, which is evidence of the strength and depth of the relationship in Qatar.
Qatar. He says Qatar.
Politics.
Yeah.
Politicians. They don't know anything.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah. By the way, that's exactly how the Prime Minister of Qatar says it, too.
Especially with the challenges around us in the world has been unprecedented, and the Qatar-U.S. relationship has been always strong.
I think he said
Qatar. He said Qatar.
I think he just doesn't want to start a war with the United States, yeah. So he's just going along with the Secretary of State.
Oh, is that what you think?
It helps peace relations between,
yes.
You know, it's very contentious between Qatar and the U.S.
Yeah. Regardless, I guess this is not settled yet. But anyway, today at 1 o'clock, we play Wales in that nation.
Is that how you say Wales?
Wales. They call it Wales. Now, we're pretty excited about that here. Michelle even wore her World Cup jersey. That's pretty cool.
I am wearing one, yeah.
I'll be watching the game, too. And as it progresses, you know, the excitement will build. At least for us in this country who are watching it on television, a lot of fans paid a lot of money to go to Qatar to watch the game. And, you know, it's interesting. This was a report from the BBC on this tent city.
Tent city?
Yes, where they're housing fans in these tents.
Oh, this is a fan village.
This is the fan village, yes. This is the fan village. Here's a couple of the fans here. These are fans from Mexico. They're talking about the fan village.
The tents are made of this really thick plastic, which obviously for the nice and warm weather we're having right now makes it extremely hot.
Right now it's unbearable to be inside.
Have you had a wonder to see the cubicles where you shower?
Oh, yeah, I just showered. Yeah, the water is like brown.
Yeah.
It was brown.
It was. This is like the fire festival, these tents. They have 1,800 tents.
Oh my gosh.
That people were spending a lot of money to fly to this country and see this. Here's one French guy who said, you know what? It was so bad. I'm just going to take a loss and go home.
What do you think of the place?
For me, it's no good experience.
So $3,300 US.
And not good here.
And you're going to walk away. Haven't spent that much money
yet.
Oh my gosh.
You spent $3,000. You're just going to go home because it was so bad.
Wow.
And these tents, it's really hot there, by the way. That's why it's still really hot
That's
there.
Why it's being held right now in November because people, you know, I took an Uber ride over the weekend and I was talking to the Uber driver. He's like, oh, it starts on Sunday? Why is it in November?
Because it's so hot there. This is like the coolest time of the year to have it. And so these people in these tents who paid $3,000, you know, there's no air conditioning. They have a fan in the tent. And by the way, they showed the lock that they have these tents. It looked like a lock you would put on your diary. It was that small.
I mean, tiny?
Yes. It's just going to be, I would be scared to death. Like
if
I had a laptop or anything valuable to leave it in the zippered tent.
Well, nobody's going to go in there anyways.
It's too hot.
It's terrible.
It's too hot. Yeah. Don't go in there. It's too hot. Anyway,
wow.
It's kind of interesting what fans paid for and what they're going to show up. It's going to be like the fire festival.
No, and you bring up a good point, security. It's going to be interesting how this develops and if there are incidents later, unfortunately.
I was thinking the same thing. I mean, this could get out of hand because you can't really lock yourself in your tent. Anybody with a pair of scissors.
No, it could be very dangerous.
Yeah, I was thinking the exact same thing.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL Fan Festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.